This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Samvidhan Hatya Divas is being observed today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted those who stood firm in the fight against the emergency. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today the country marks 50 years since one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history." He said, "On this day, the values enshrined in the Indian Constitution were set aside. Fundamental rights were suspended, press freedom was extinguished, and several political leaders, social workers, students and citizens were jailed." The Prime Minister noted that during the emergency, people from all over the country, from all walks of life, from diverse ideologies, worked closely with each other with one aim: to protect India's democratic fabric and to preserve the ideals for which freedom fighters devoted their lives. He said that it was their collective struggle that ensured that then Congress government had to restore democracy and call for fresh elections, which they badly lost. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to strengthening the principles in the constitution and working together to realize its vision of a Viksit Bharat. He expressed hope that the country would scale new heights of progress and fulfill the dreams of the poor and downtrodden. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Apatkal Ke 50 Saal, in New Delhi. He urged everyone to remember that lakhs of people sacrificed their lives, careers and families to fight for the democracy of this country. Mr. Shah noted that the country won this fight because the people will never tolerate dictatorship.
Lakho log jail mein rehkar apne parivar ka sab kuch nasht karkar kai logon ke jeevan ke career समाप्त हो गए और वो लड़ाई ने भारत के अंदर लोकतंत्र को जीवित रखा और आज हम दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र बनकर आज विश्व के सामने सम्मान के साथ खड़े हैं.
Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a book on emergency and it will be launched today. He added that the book is based on the struggles and the developments that took place during and after the emergency. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is firmly on track to become a $5 trillion economy by 2027, despite global turbulence driven by a collective national effort. Speaking at a virtual session organized by the Merchants Chamber of Commerce and Industry yesterday, the minister said that the government has focused on calibrated growth tailored to the Indian narrative built on Seva, Sushasan and Navachar, that is service, good governance and innovation. Mr. Goyal said that the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has focused on quantum change over mere incremental progress. He added that all stakeholders, including government, business community, industry, trade and 140 crore countrymen, are deeply aligned with the Prime Minister's vision for Viksit Bharat 2047. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China from today. During the two-day meeting, defence ministers of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts and enhanced cooperation among their defence ministries. On the sidelines of the meeting, the defence minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space will be launched today at 12:01 p.m. IST from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. In a social media post, ISRO said that the Axiom 4 will dock with the International Space Station tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST, about 28 hours after the launch. The launch of the Axiom 4 mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on 29th of May, has been repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions and leaks on the ISS. And that is the end of this news bulletin.